Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1071. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Sara Fega Basle Nachamash Takav Rafua Shalema Psoch Shachel Israel. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so we started talking about yesterday the halachas of using sides of a tree. The tree itself we know about in general, but now using the side of the tree. So just the Mishnah Berurah, again, now with Simon Shin, Lamed Vav, Sif Yod Gimel, the Machaba, which we went through yesterday quite a bit. The Shulchan Aruch, just to go through a little bit the Mishnah Berurah, what he says in Sifkat Nun Tes. Perish, he says like this. What does it mean? So we established the fact putting things on a tree can't be done, taking things off a tree can't be done, and using the side of a tree. Stadei ho'ilan, the side of a tree can't be done either, but when it has a halacha of tzidei tzedadin, which we'll see what that is, Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about, then that will be okay. In general, but let's see what he says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Perish, what does it mean, Stadei Hu'ilan, the side of the tree? What does that mean? Perish says the Mishnah Berurah, Davar Hatochov Oy Kosher Be'ilan, something which is stuck into or tied to the tree, Mikreit Stadei Hu'ilan, has a din of Stadei Hu'ilan, the side of the tree, which will be Asur. Again, something stuck into the tree, that item, or something that's tied to the tree, would also, if somebody uses that item when it's stuck onto the tree itself or tied to the tree itself, right? Mikreit stadei ho'ilan. That's considered stadei ho'ilan, and that would be aser. So like we said yesterday, if a basket is hanging on a branch, right, that's considered using the side of the tree. Or if a peg or something like that is stuck into the tree itself, using that peg in any way, to hang something on it or so on, that's considered the side of a tree. So we'll see how that works. But that will be us. But what about the walls of the tree itself, right? The bottom of the tree, you have the bottom 10 feet or whatever, the walls of the tree, loy mikreit studen. That's not considered, that doesn't have a din of studen, the side of the tree, ele gufa ilan hu. That has a din of the gufa ilan, the tree itself. Mm-hmm. So you have the tree itself, using the tree itself, number one. Step number one. Step number two, once removed, is the side of the tree, right? In other words, using something that is attached to the tree, to the side of the tree, to the branch or whatever the case is, like we said, a peg or a piece of string that's tied to the tree. And then we have, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tzidei tzedadin. You have something that's, in other words, twice removed. Hudavar ha'nishan, what is that? Hudavar ha'nishan, this is something that's leaning, bedover ha'tochov be'ilim. It's lean, like we said yesterday, a basket or a ladder is something that's leaning, hudavar ha'nishan, bedover ha'tochov be'ilim. That's leaning on something that's stuck into the tree, right? That's leaning on this peg or this nail that's stuck into the tree. So that's what he said. That has a din of tzid tzedadin, like twice removed. Hudavar hanishan bedavar hatochov beilan. This is something that's leaning on something that's stuck into the tree. Okay, so now, just one of the mishalim which we spoke about yesterday. I don't think I said it so clear. The Mishnah Berurah explains, it's not so clear from the Machaba which we quoted. So I just want to say it again. In reference to a ladder, a small ladder, let's say a ladder, there's different types of ladders, some are muksa, some are not, but a small ladder which would not be muksa, let's say like a house type of a ladder, which we'll talk about when we learn Hilchas Muksa, like a step stool or a small little ladder. The big ladders are muksa. But in general, so he says it's a small type of a ladder. So let's say you have a peg or a nail sticking out of the tree, and to put the, you take this small ladder, a ladder again that is the type of a ladder that would not be muksa on Shabbos, and you lean it up against the peg, up against the nail sticking out of the tree, that you can't do. On Shabbos, to lean it up against the nail, that you can't do. Afilu einay semcha be'ilan gufa. Even if you're not leaning the ladder up against the tree itself, but I just put this ladder up against the peg or the nail that's sticking out of the tree, right? That also you can do. Afilu einay semcha be'ilan gufa rak ali yaseid hatakua by, that you can do. Why? The zehu gufa mishtamesh bitzdadei ho'ilan mikre. This is considered using the side of the tree. In other words, because I'm now using the I'm using the nail that's stuck in the side of the tree. What could I do, which we'll talk about again, is using, let's say the ladder was put there from before Shabbos. And explains to us the Mishnah Berurah a little bit further in Sifkat and Samach Beis When we say mutter lismach, when we say mutter, that it's one is allowed to put this mutter lismach sulam, putting this ladder on the side of the tree. So he just explains again. This is a little bit of a hypothetical case, but we're trying to get the understanding. Then we'll get into various different cases, which would definitely apply quite often, like a hammock, a swing, and these type of things. Of course, we're going to talk about all that, how that works. The mutter says the mishabur when dealing with this ladder thing, when place and time where the ladder is. Okay, Hainu de mutter lismaych sula me'erev Shabbos, that the person puts the it's mutter to put the ladder there from Erev Shabbos on this peg, up against the peg or the nail, not on the tree itself. We're doing it from Erev Shabbos. Lala is Allah, be Shabbos, the mishum da have lei yaseid, because this is on the, it's on the peg itself. Izosh la yaneach ragloi ala yaseid, al hayaseid, ela al Shalabe hasulam, only on the ladder itself. Why shaloi yehe mishtamesh bitstadim? Okay, so what does that mean? A little bit complicated, but we want to try and get it straight. Let's say in our sort of hypothetical case, we have the ladder, fine. And I have a peg or a nail sticking out of a tree, fine. This was Friday, Erev Shabbos. And I put this ladder up against the tree, let's say a ladder, not muksa like we spoke about, whatever the case is, but I put it up against up against the peg, up against the nail of the tree. So now, I have something, the nail sticking out of the tree, which is once removed, it's tzidai heri ilan, and now I have the ladder that's on the peg, which has a din of tzidai studen, right? That I have the ladder on the peg. So now, let's say, for example, for whatever the reason is, usually most people are not climbing up this ladder, but again, a hypothetical case. I climb up the ladder, so now I'm climbing up the ladder. It says, Mishmur, one has to be careful to make sure your feet go on the prongs of the ladder, and not to make sure that your foot goes on the nail or the peg sticking out of the tree. Because if your foot goes on the nail or peg sticking out of the tree while you're climbing up the ladder, now it has a din that you're mishtamish with the tzidei ilan. Now it has a din that you're using the side of the tree because you're using the peg that's sticking out of the tree. It's only whereby we let you use the ladder. Good, the ladder was put there Erev Shabbos, no problem. But you're making sure that your feet stay on the prongs of the ladder, you know, of the lines of the ladder. Like this, you're using the ladder which is twice removed from the tree. The ladder would have a din of tzidei tzadin, and you put the ladder there from before Shabbos. So now you're using that ladder, which has a din of tzidei tzadin. Okay, so we're going to explain further and we'll try and get Bezrat Hashem next year into more cases, halacha lemaisa, but hopefully we're getting it straight. We're just trying to work on this ladder with the tree case, because just to bring it, you know, to get it sort of like iron it out, if you want to say, get it straight. So again, real quickly, we have the tree itself. Is not allowed on and off. We have the tree. We have things which are sticking into the tree or tied to the tree or so on. Also, we said it's not allowed. But when it's twice removed, like using, for example, this ladder, which is up against a peg or against a nail, that would be twice removed, and we're using the ladder itself and not using the peg by climbing up the ladder, let's say in a case and time that it's allowed to be done, that would have a din of tzidei tzadim. Okay, we'll try and get into more halacha lemaisa cases, practical applications, upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Cult of